What's up, friends? Welcome back to the podcast. My name is Chris Guillebeau, your host of Side Hustle School. And for this year, we're doing some old segments, some new segments, some recurring segments. We're focusing on what's going to help you start or grow your side hustle, your income generating project, that is. And we do this through a lot of different case studies and models, examples of what people have done in different ways. Today's segment is known as First $1,000, your first $1,000. It's all about how somebody gets going, takes an idea and turns it into $1,000 or more. They often go well beyond $1,000, but we want to see how they get started because that's often the biggest stumbling block for new side hustlers. So for this week, we're going to hear from a freelance podcast editor who decided to specialize in comedy shows. So he figures out, how do I do that? How do I price? How do I market? How do I build efficient systems? Let's hear how he turns his knack for comedic timing into a money-making project. That's what it's all about. Let's get to the nitty-gritty. His name is Steve. I'm going to hand the microphone to him. He's going to tell us a story. I'll come back at the end with a few words of wrap-up.
When I first started out as a freelance podcast editor, I was kind of like a jack of all trades, offering to work with podcasts from all kinds of genres, whether it was business, health, lifestyle, whatever. However, I soon realized that I was particularly drawn to comedy shows. Something about it. I enjoyed the tempo, the witty banter, and of course, the humor. That's when I decided to niche down and become a podcast editor specializing in comedy. I initially reached out to friends who were in the comedy scene, offering to edit a couple of episodes for free to then get testimonials and build a portfolio. Then I moved on to comedy forums and Facebook groups. But the real game changer was when I started to attend local comedy shows in Austin. Networking face-to-face with podcasters gave me an edge that online interactions simply couldn't offer. I even managed to collaborate with a local comedy club to sponsor one of their events, getting my name announced and listed on their promotional materials. To streamline my workflow, I used project management software to keep track of multiple episodes and client feedback. I also built a digital soundboard of frequently used effects and comedic cues, which then allowed me to quickly enhance episodes without having to search through libraries each time. In the beginning, pricing was a shot in the dark. I started out with an hourly rate, but I soon found out that clients preferred a fixed price per episode. It made budgeting way easier for them and made me more accountable for my time. After analyzing the hours it took me to edit, different types of episodes, and the market rate for general podcast editing, I set a fixed rate of $75 per short episode. But here's the kicker. I offered a humor enhancement package where for an extra $25, I would add some sound effects or music to amplify the comedic elements. You know, really pump them up. This package became a hit, and it was my first indication that focusing on comedy was the right move. I didn't make my first $1,000 overnight. It took about 2 months and a mix of one-off jobs and recurring gigs. The work has not only contributed financially, but also built my reputation as someone who adds value to comedy podcasts specifically. In summary, the keys to my initial success were a focus on a niche market, clever pricing strategy, effective networking, and building efficient systems. Making that first $1,000 was not just a monetary achievement, it validated my decision to specialize and gave me the impetus to continue refining my craft. I hope to be back to report on my first $10,000 soon.
Well, as we go throughout this year, you're going to hear a lot of different stories. Next week, we've got somebody who makes $10,000 in a single month from affiliate commissions. So that's a very, very passive income kind of hustle, which is great. And you're going to hear from people who make $100,000 and more. But again, we're going to focus on how they get going and make that first $1,000. So if you don't connect with any particular story, just stay tuned because we've got so many different ones. I'm really excited to go into a new year. This is episode 3,292. We've got new episodes coming out every single day, always free wherever you get your podcasts, or go to the website to download or stream the entire archive, 3,200 plus episodes. Subscribe or follow for more. My name is Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.